Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cover on today's show, and not a lot of time to do it. We're going to get right into it today. Craig Mish, along with Davis Matic, here on Sports Grid. 2 hours, fantasy sports talk, sports wagering talk on Sports Grid Radio, and also however you are watching this show on video. And got a lot to get to, as we said, Davis, but not the best news of all to start the show. As a matter of fact, yesterday here on the show, I had said that the player that we're going to talk about here is maybe the most important player to my team in my Dynasty League this season. But I guess I'm going to have to put him back on the taxi squad, Davis, as Rams Cam Akers, with that wonderful second half of last year, looks like he is going to miss the season, according to NFL Network.
Yeah, it does not look like we are going to see Cam Akers playing in 2021. Achilles injuries, you know, you never like to see anyone get injured. But, you know, for our purposes, not only are we talking about 2021, but we're talking about an Achilles injury. And at the start of next season, Akers will be about 14 months into surgery and rehabilitation on his Achilles. And, you know, I really don't think it's absurd to say that, you know, when you and I are doing this show at this time next year, we might be talking about, well, what are we going to get from Cam Akers? Is he going to be as explosive? Is he going to have the same lateral movement? And, you know, again, I don't know the answer to that question. This literally just happened this week. I have been a pretty big fan of Daryl Henderson, who is his direct backup in Los Angeles. The other running backs on the Rams roster right now, Xavier Jones played at SMU. Raymond Calais was actually signed initially by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, ended up on the Los Angeles Rams roster. Producer Brett also wants to mention rookie Jake Funk, who is was an undrafted free agent for them. I think probably the most likely thing is Todd Gurley ends up signing a one-year veteran minimum deal. They might be able to trade, you know, a sixth-round pick for Melvin Gordon. I think Le'Veon Bell, who looked absolutely pitiful in Kansas City last season, would be an option. They probably will add a veteran. My guess is that the market overreacts to this in terms of his fantasy football average draft position, and Henderson is a pretty decent value in drafts this upcoming year.
Yeah, it's for those people in dynasty leagues, it's a really big injury. And I think that for people in season-long leagues, this is part of the reason that I don't draft now. I just won't do it just because I want as much information going into a draft. You could play the other side of that clearly and say, hey, for those people that took Henderson, look how good they're feeling right now. But to me, that is more luck than it is skill, in my opinion. Let's get to our other headlines here on Fantasy Sports today. We're going to talk a lot about the Rams running back situation with this, no doubt. Of course, NBA championship is on the line tonight. We'll see if the Bucks can get it done. We certainly think they can, but can they is another question. 13 runs or more being scored by a bunch of Major League Baseball teams yesterday. I had to endure watching Miami give up 18 runs against the Washington Nationals yesterday, and Juan Soto hit a couple of them yesterday. He had 5 home runs over his last 4 games. Also, the Steelers signed Melvin Ingram to a 1-year contract, and even Davis, we got some news, as Chris mentioned, about Aaron Rodgers, who, according to ESPN, turned down a long-term extension. I wonder if that changes our opinion on what could potentially happen. We did a fantasy reality yesterday. We both think that he doesn't show up to camp day one. I guess we could do day two today here on the show.
Yeah, we could. And I have been increasingly hearing this drumbeat from NFL beat writers. You know, every day that the season gets closer, and this is what I said yesterday, it just becomes more and more likely that Rodgers goes to Green Bay because Craig, you know this. Guys in football, what do football coaches hate? They hate change. They hate new things. They hate adjusting to things on the fly. Football coaches are big-time creatures of habit. And, you know, let's talk about this. Vic Fangio right now, he's trying to get ready for the season with Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock. And he's watching those guys at practice like, these guys suck. And I still think, even in his heart of hearts, he might rather go into the season with Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock than try and change everything about his team in a month. Because that's just how football coaches are. You people think I sound crazy right now. They think I'm just making things up. I'm telling you, this is how football coaches are. They like things the way they are. And so that's what I think. Inertia is a really powerful force in football. And so I think Rodgers is probably going to end back in Green Bay.
Yeah. And look, it's rare to have so much football news, right here at the top for sure. And as Davis mentioned, in terms of Akers, going back to him, Davis, just for 1 second, you know, we really didn't know what he could be for the season. But in terms of his ADP, what did we say yesterday? He was like right on the outskirts of 12-team league first rounders, but he was in the first round of any 15-team league, correct?
For sure. And I mean, I've seen him go in the first round in lots of drafts, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 was right where he was going. So there are people who have done their drafts already. They took Cam Akers, first in the first round, and they're like, well, I just donated that money and that sucks, but we gotta keep moving.
Yeah, that's the hard part. And for me, my donation is like $500 for this league every single year. And I'm rebuilding and finally getting some good draft picks. And I looked at my team. I'm like, I got Cam Akers. He's my anchor at running back. And now I'm probably throwing another $500 away. But that's okay. We got a long season to go. I'll get it figured out.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Will help you figure out as well. The big story in sports and in sports wagering and even in DFS is, of course, the NBA Finals. Tonight is Game 6. Could be our last NBA game that we preview this year. We'll do it now.
Z
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game 6 coming up tonight in the NBA Finals. The Bucks lead the series 3-2. This could be it. This could be the last preview that we have of the NBA Finals. We'll do a draft preview coming up in a few minutes, and then we'll do another one. We'll hear from some of the kids in the draft coming up next week. But first, let's dive in to the line on FanDuel as it stands right now. And we're seeing Milwaukee -4.5 in the elimination game against Phoenix. The total is 222 right now, and as everyone knows, if you've been following it, Giannis and the Bucks lead the series and have a chance to win a championship tonight, up 3-2. But before they win the championship, they got to go through Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns, who basically have yet to have their backs up against the wall to this degree, and Paul talked about the basically win-or-go-home game.
Throughout this entire playoff run, this is our first elimination game. You know what I mean? So it's for real. You know what I mean? It's no looking back now. We got to come out, be ready to play, and, you know, it's either win or go home.
How have you seen your teammates kind of respond in that same way? Just that this is kind of a new thing
for you guys? I think everybody's just been talking about embracing it. You know, coaches said all season long, everything you want is on the other side of hard. And it doesn't get any harder than this. So we know that this is a must-win game for us. And nothing more than that. Now we got a hoop.
All right, Davis. So let's take a look at the line again. Milwaukee -4.5. They're at home. Chance to close it out. I am selfishly and obviously figuratively taking Phoenix tonight plus +4.5. I want game 7, and I pick Phoenix to win. Before we get to the props with the players, what do you think the outcome is of this game tonight?
So I've pretty much been on Milwaukee the entire way. You know, I think they're slightly better. I definitely think we've seen Chris Paul show his age a little bit in this series. You know, he just is playing a little bit like a 36-year-old. And look, I mean, there's nothing wrong with showing your age a little bit. He's played like 95 games in a compressed schedule, has barely missed any time. You know, I guess he got a little bit of a rest when he showed up on the health and safety protocols list. But it does seem like you kind of want to take the team with their back against the wall. So I've been on Milwaukee this entire time. But 4.5, 5 points when this is a complete total must-win elimination game for the Phoenix Suns, it feels like probably we'll see 44 minutes of Devin Booker, probably 42 minutes of Chris Paul, 40 minutes of Ayton, 40 minutes of Mikal Bridges. Seems like this is probably going to be, you know, their Custer's last stand, Chris Paul's last stand. And, you know, I talked about it a little bit on the show yesterday, but Chris Paul knows what this moment means. If you think that Chris Paul is not aware of, you know, all the legacy conversations and, you know, oh, the awful playoff losses with the Clippers and with the Rockets, like, he is completely aware of those things. No doubt in my mind. So I think probably the Suns with the points is the right side to be on for this game.
All right. So that being said, with everything that you just said about the minutes, that should be important for as we look at the player props tonight, because Devin Booker's is 31.5, Davis. If you feel that he's going to play close to 48, then maybe this is a good over on 31.5. Chris Paul, 21.5. DeAndre Ayton, 16.5. Let's look at those three. Tell me what you think.
So I think the right way to leverage this is, I mean, 31.5 is just a lot. I think even if we got Devin Booker at 48 minutes, I don't know if, like, if you told me Devin Booker's playing 48 minutes, I would still probably be waffling on 31.5. But the one that looks most interesting to me is Chris Paul at 21.5, because I think this will probably be the most minutes he would have played up until this point. They got, what, 3 days off before the start of this game. This is, and like Chris Paul was talking about, this is an elimination game. This is their first elimination game. So this is the first time that Monty Williams has had to sit down and say, okay, well, what am I going to do with my rotation here? How much am I going to play campaign? Am I going to play a three-guard lineup, or am I just going to play a lot of Chris, a lot of Booker, and a lot of Ayton? And I think that's probably what he will do. So I think the over on Chris Paul at 21.5 looks pretty good. Ayton, I would maybe lean slightly over, but the reason why I don't feel that that's like a smash is, I mean, they could win this game with DeAndre Ayton scoring eight points as long as he plays good defense and rebounds well.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Ayton. He's not the key there. He's the key to stay in the game. I mean, he's got to cover Giannis a little bit there, too. I think that's definitely the key. Giannis, by the way, going through one of the epic NBA finals that you would see from a player on his way to a finals MVP, without a doubt, if they win tonight, at some point became what many feel is the vocal leader of the Milwaukee Bucks. Maybe this happened over the last 3-4 years. He was asked when that happened and when players started respecting him talking.
You play to win, that comes easier. You know, early in my career, I was really quiet, and obviously of the language barrier, it was harder for me. I felt like kind of like, I'll say the wrong thing. I'll say something stupid, you know, so I just chose not to talk at all. But now it's a little bit easier for me. You know, I can get a lot better. I think Chris and Drew and guys and PJ and coach have helped me, like, be more comfortable with that. But yeah, I think early in my career was the language barrier. I felt like I say something stupid, but then I realized, like, I'd rather say something stupid than not say nothing at all, you know. And throughout the journey, throughout my career, guys helped me with, especially Chris. Like, he was like, talk, say something, you know. Like PJ that I've been with him for like 2-3 months now, he's like pushing me to talk. George Hill helped me a lot with it. Guys throughout my career helped me a lot with it, but I can get a lot better.
At this point, Davis, as you said, all the right things are being said by Giannis, and, you know, we'll hear from him a little bit later on the show as well. Going into tonight, as you mentioned, Phoenix with the backs up against the wall. Bucks have played like that, though, like, honestly, over the last 3 or 4 games. As we take a look at the props for tonight, how do you feel about Giannis, who at the very moment over on FanDuel has a over-under of 32.5? I'm looking at Middleton at 25.5. And then, hey, Drew Holiday got hot, 19.5 tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I've told you, like, every time we've talked about the Bucks, I've said the same thing. Like, Drew Holiday just got to play better. He's got to be better on offense. The last 2 games, he was a lot better on offense, and that was a big key to them taking this 3-2 lead in the series. I think that without Drew Holiday's improved play, I think that we would be talking about a different situation. I think we'd even be talking about maybe a different line here in game 6. I think had Holiday not had one of these good offensive games, we'd be thinking like, oh, maybe this is a 2-point line. Maybe this is a 3-point line. So I like the over on Drew Holiday because I think they finally found a little bit of a formula that works for him. Right. That's a big thing. They've kind of gotten him away from Chris Paul on offense. They've got him in some good pick and rolls where Ayton is having to defend him and things like that. So I think that is going to be a good strategy for them. I would love to bet the over on Giannis, but I can't bet the over on 32.5 points. I guess maybe I'd have to think about it a little bit more, but I also don't think this will be like a 48-minute game for Giannis. I think they'll probably save that for Game 7. Now, if we do get to a Game 7, if the Suns do end up triumphing and we come to the next game and Giannis is at like 34.5 or whatever, I'm blindly betting the over, I think, because he is going to be so jazzed up and ready to go for that game. I have become such a fan of Giannis throughout the course of this playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it does feel like a good blind bet, but I could tell you that FanDuel is going to make you pay for that. I think it's going to be a lot higher than what we see here at 32.5, but should be a fun game tonight. We hope that this is not the end of the line.
L-E-T-E-N-B-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
The NBA season, but it very well could be. And if it is, we'll do a postscript on the 2020-2021 NBA season tomorrow. Also, we'll hear from Giannis on LeBron James being at the game the other night, watching him from across the court. Giannis did comment on that, so we'll have that coming up. Well, coming up next, our producer Brett Levy is going to join the party. Brett Davis and I are going to take an early look the 2021 NBA draft. It's coming up next week, the day before the baseball trade deadline. A lot of stuff happening. We'll have it for you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So Josh Giddey, Craig, is probably the guy I would look for to rise the most over the next week here. He's a projected late lottery guy, so that's why you see plus odds next to the top 10. But he's a guy that'll probably end up, Craig, going somewhere near 7, I think. So top 10 plus 154 is honestly like my favorite bet right now for the NBA draft that I saw last night. I actually placed that wager last night because this guy averaged nearly a triple-double as a skinny 18-year-old in the NBL, which is a very good league over in Australia, Craig. We saw Lonzo Ball average 17-7-6, and he came over and nearly dominated the NBA, was the Rookie of the Year by a landslide. Then he got hurt. Anthony Edwards took off. So Josh Giddey has a lot of Lonzo Ball qualities. He's 6'8". He's Australian, so people like to talk about Ben Simmons' qualities. Those are two fantastic NBA point guards, and I think teams look for length, size, shooting, scoring, passing, rebounding. He brings it all. He's skinny. He's young. He can develop. You can, you know, make him bigger, give him a workout plan. I'm a big fan of Josh Giddey in the upcoming NBA draft.
All right, Davis, any thoughts on Giddey before we move on to our second point of discussion?
Yeah, actually, I think Brett's bet is pretty solid because of the way that the picks are going to shake out. The Golden State Warriors pick at pick 7, and if you think about, okay, you know, kind of what is that roster missing? Well, it's missing a wing player who can shoot a little bit, who can put the ball on the floor a little bit. You know, they need someone to fit in between Draymond Green, James Wiseman, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson. They need a fifth guy there. Look, Andrew Wiggins, not that guy. They need a guy who can dribble a little bit. They need a guy who can pass the ball a little bit, because Wiggins, when he gets the ball, that the possession ends. When Wiggins gets the ball, that's it. There's no more movement after that. So I think this is pretty solid from Brett, and I like these odds at plus 154 to be a top 10 pick.
All right, let's continue on and move over to Michigan. We're going to talk about Franz Wagner, 6'8", 19-year-old player who averaged 12.5 points last season, 6.5 rebounds, 3 assists in that short season in college basketball. And to be the number 2 overall pick, you can get plus 9,500, which does not seem realistic based on anything I've seen. But at the 3rd overall pick, you can get plus 6,000. And Brett, to be a top 10 pick, it's like the opposite here. We go from plus 150 to minus 150. So obviously not a ton of value, which tells you he's going to be in the top 10. Any value here, maybe to take a stab at number 3 overall or anything else?
Yeah, so Franz Wagner is an interesting prospect. He played professionally overseas prior to going to Michigan. And he's the brother of Mo Wagner, who is a great Michigan player, currently with the Orlando Magic after being waived last season by the Washington Wizards. So NBA bloodlines, Craig. But I actually think this helps prove my point that Giddy will go top 10, because I don't think Wagner's going in the top 10. And FanDuel clearly thinks he does at the minus 150 mark. So I think this is a player Josh Giddy could hop over the next week. Franz Wagner, very good player. He's kind of what we would call a tweener. They're not sure if he's going to be a small forward or a power forward at the next level. His brother is kind of a center power forward. So, again, interesting prospect. It'll be interesting to see. I'm not sure if he's on the Olympic team for Germany this summer or not, but it'll be interesting to see, because he does have the professional experience, the overseas experience. He's played at a higher level, theoretically, than college basketball and was successful there. So, very interesting prospect to watch for this upcoming year.
All right, Eddie Davis, we'll learn a lot more about him, I'm sure, coming up over the next week or two. What are your thoughts on Wagner at minus 150 to be a top 10 pick? I don't think either of us really love laying big juice, but this seems to be pretty solid. Would you lay 150 to win 100?
Yeah, I am. I'm not gonna bet that, but I do think that him to be exactly the 3rd overall pick is worth a stab. Now, I know a lot of people love this Evan Mobley guy, basically just think that he is going to be a fantastic center, that he's going to be good to run the floor with Garland and Sexton. But Wagner can shoot, and that shooting ability, right, 34% in college. I mean, and he's a pretty good defensive player. Like, I don't know. I am kind of into the idea of him. Like, I would take a small stab at 6,000 to 1. Like, I mean, clearly it's pretty long odds, but I think that those odds are not representative. I think it's a little bit closer than that.
All right, interesting on Wagner. Let's move to our final player that we're going to talk about, which is James Bouknight from UConn, 6'5", 20-year-old, going into the draft next week. 18.7 points per game with the Huskies, almost 6 rebounds, almost 2 assists. And Brett, he's got that same line on FanDuel in terms of odds. He's minus 150. So, look, I mean, I guess there are going to be some bigger surprises in the draft this year, just based on scouting, based on being unclear coming off last year. I mean, maybe it's an apples and oranges conversation, but I can speak to the Major League Baseball draft. It was a huge surprise who even the number 1 overall pick was. So maybe this happens in the NBA and we can get an edge. But again, this is a minus 150 to win 100. So you got to feel really confident about this one.
Yeah, well, this is one of the best scorers in the draft, Craig. A little bit of an up and down career at UConn. Had a lot of injury problems, but, you know, averaged 18.7 points per game. UConn was consistently in the top 25 when he was in the lineup. So this is a difference-making player. I think that'll jump off the page to some teams. I think you can bet the minus 150 to go in the top 10. I think it's pretty safe. FanDuel's not offering any odds on him in the top 3 markets, which is kind of funny because, you know, Josh Giddey, who's plus money to go top 10, they think he could rise late and get into the top, you know, 3 markets. But Bouknight kind of slotted where he slotted, end of the lottery, anywhere between 8 and 14 he can go in those last 6 picks. But someone's going to fall in love with his ability to score the basketball, Craig. That's the name of the game now. When you think about the superstars, it's all the people who put the ball through the hoop. And James Bouknight does that.
Yeah, and look, the difference, Davis, this year – is that players were able to visit teams. So players like Boob Knight and others, if they want to be scouted in person, they're getting the opportunity to. I'm seeing a lot of the interviews on the NBA's content site. We'll bring those to you coming up next week. But look, big school definitely gives a player the edge, playing some big games in college basketball last year. That's going to help as well. What do you feel about him going into the draft next week?
I mean, he just doesn't he just look exactly like a guy who's going to end up going a little bit too high in the NBA draft. And then 3 years from now, we're talking about him being waived by the team that drafts him and the Houston Rockets signing him to a veteran minimum contract. Like, and again, Brett knows way more about these guys than I do. But Boob Knight is he's very skinny, which you do not love from wing players, right? He was a good scorer, but a horrible three-point shooter, 29% from college three, which remember is a little bit closer than the NBA three. And he got up a ton of shots at UConn. And he's kind of like a heat check guy. So I do think he does probably go there because I'm looking at the top 10 and I'm going, okay, what's a team that might make a mistake? Well, the Orlando Magic, there's a team that loves to make a draft mistake. Looking at the Sacramento Kings, there's a team that loves to take a bench scorer in the top 10. So I think Brett's points are correct, but I just get a bad vibe from this guy's statistical profile.
All right. Well, interesting to see. And of course, next week we'll preview the NBA draft. FanDuel will have a lot more options than they have right now. That gives you a little bit of a taste as we double down on that next week right here on the show. Okay, the big story in fantasy sports today is the NFL Network reporting that running back Cam Akers is a torn Achilles and is going to miss the entire season. This is a first-round pick in a lot of your fantasy football drafts. So before we get to baseball, we're going to come back and look at Davis's projections over at Daily Roto for what Daryl Henderson's season could look like, his backup. Stay with us on the grid. We'll give you all that next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
More. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We've got baseball, of course, upcoming. In fact, the Milwaukee Bucks playing tonight in the NBA. And so the Milwaukee Brewers did not want to go head-to-head at home against that game. They moved that game up 5 hours to play it earlier. Very impressive by the Bucks to do that, by the Brewers to do that. I think that was really cool. But our big story of the day, and how did I find out that my guy Cam Akers was out for the season? How did I find out? Well, I was just exercising, scrolling through. I don't think I had picked up my phone for a bit because I probably would have seen it. And I see a tweet from Davis Maddock about Daryl Henderson's projections. And I thought, why would Davis be tweeting that today? Like, what? Why? Like, what's the point of this? Like, I know he kind of likes the guy, but I didn't. And then, of course, Davis, I saw the result and thought, oh, man, bummer. But let's get into Henderson here a little bit. When people go over to Daily Roto, they sign up, they get your subscription. You're going to help them for the season. What can they expect your projection to look like now that Akers is out for the season on Henderson?
Yeah, so right now I am not projecting a big role for Xavier Jones or for Raymond Calais. Those are the other two guys on the roster. And you could sub out Xavier Jones for Jake Funk or whoever. So right now I am projecting Daryl Henderson for a lot of fantasy points, 265.3 PPR points, 72 targets, about 1,500 total yards, almost 12 touchdowns. I think he is pretty clearly going to be the lead running back for the Los Angeles Rams. Now, are they going to sign Le'Veon Bell? Are they going to sign Todd Gurley? Are they going to trade for Melvin Gordon? Trade for James Robinson? That was something I got thrown out there. Trade for, you know, one of the 49ers running backs. They have a million of them. You know, I think something like that could happen. You don't see division trades happen all that often. My guess is that this is what's going to happen. Daryl Henderson's average draft position is really going to rise over the next couple weeks. I've actually already done a draft since Cam Akers tore his knee, and Daryl Henderson went with the fifth pick in the third round. I think that's where his ADP settles. And then I think they're going to sign a veteran and he'll fall and he'll actually end up being a value.
Yeah. And I think that especially in PPR leagues, I am so interested, Davis, to see who the Rams bring in. Because if they bring in one of these, I mean, let's just use Adrian Peterson. These Adrian Peterson types, I would like Daryl Henderson even more because I know no one's going to take anything away from him. In terms of that, in terms of the passing game, and in PPR leagues, that's definitely what we're interested in. So let's take another look here at the Rams running back situation beyond what Henderson is. And Davis, this is a ugly list. Now, the only name that I know on here besides Henderson, who do you think? It's Otis Anderson. Very familiar with him at the University of Central Florida. I mean, but I don't even know if he'll make the team. Like he was really good there, by the way, but you can't really look at Central Florida's running game because, Davis, they use like five guys at a time. They're running all over the place, handing the ball off. But he was pretty good with them. So I'll root for him to make the team and be effective. Take me through the names here. Calais, Xavier Jones, Jake Funk. My gosh, it's a foregone conclusion someone else is coming in here.
Yeah, you know, I actually do want to give a little bit of pub to Xavier Jones, who played at SMU. He got a medical red shirt because he tore his knee pretty bad in his sophomore season. He actually played as a true freshman. We love to see that stuff. He played as a true freshman at SMU, had 10 touchdowns and 851 yards, then tore his knee, then worked his way back from that. Then got injured again in 2018 and kind of tried to play through it. But then in 2019, 25 touchdowns, 1,400 yards, 20 receptions. He was really good his final season at SMU. I do think there is a chance that we get, you know, a productive season from Xavier Jones, that they say, look, we got these guys on our roster. The Los Angeles Rams, by the way, they are in salary cap purgatory. They are one of the most capped out teams. They don't have any picks, all right? They don't have picks to trade for running back if they wanted to. So I think they'll bring in somebody. Now, I don't know who it is. I think they'll bring in somebody, but I don't expect anyone they bring in to really alter how I feel about Henderson. But Xavier Jones, if I had to pick a name on that list right now, Xavier Jones would be the guy, you know, 18th, 19th, 20th round that I would throw a couple darts on.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye on Xavier Jones. And my guess is, look, the Rams open up camp in a week or two. the way that the NFL works, from my knowledge, is that Sean McVay, the head coach of the Rams, Davis, next week is going to say, we really like everybody we have here and we're not bringing anyone in. And then the next day they bring someone in, and then that changes. Usually the way that that goes, they want to, you know, make it feel like they are stacked and they're good to go and they prepared for this moment, but nobody can prepare for losing the starting running back like this. It's definitely not the case. Okay, let's go to baseball here today. We haven't done any baseball yet. First time I've said that is since April. Angels and Oakland A's today, 3:30 Eastern. Let's dive in here. Ohtani pitched yesterday, Davis, so you can't bet him today. They are plus 136 on the money line. You got to lay 162 on Oakland to win 100. Totals 8.5. James Kaprielian, who's been a really nice story for Oakland this season, a sort of post-hype prospect now living up to it quite a bit with Oakland. Jose Suarez starts for the Angels, so there are not the highest of expectations, obviously, for him. But the Angels do have the offense to back it up. Who do you like this afternoon? 3:30 Eastern.
Man, how brutal for Shohei yesterday. You know, he goes in, he does his thing, he pitches his innings, and then immediately Steve Cishek comes out of the bullpen, gives up a three-run home run. It's just like, what more can this guy do? This guy is doing absolutely everything he can to put the Angels on his back, and it just doesn't matter. You're right about Kaprielian, though. I mean, I don't think that the Oakland A's really expected ever to get that much out of this guy, but he is now 11 starts and 62 innings into this season. He has a 26% K rate, 2.9 ERA. He's getting a little bit lucky because he's walking some guys, but I think probably the A's are the right bet here. And I think you could also maybe bet the under on this game kind of comfortably. Like that, that seems like maybe the right way to leverage this.
Yeah, Kaprielian, I believe, is with the Yankees. You don't see the Yankees usually whiff on the prospects, like, and give them to other teams. Like, you usually don't see that. They're usually the team that gets the player, and then they're so excited to wear the pinstripes, and then they do well. This is a case of the opposite, for sure. Oakland will have this guy pitching. I believe he's their third or fourth star. He's moved up really a lot in their rotation. With Lizardo out, Kaprielian's been good. Okay, speaking of the Yankees, it's sort of put up or shut up time for them. My gosh, we're getting to the end of the line here. The deadline is next week. I don't know what they're going to do. Philly is playing great, Davis. They have won a ton of series here. I think it's 5 out of the last 6 series. They're favorites today pretty significantly. They're minus 130. They also get to add the DH today, although I don't really think Brad Miller or someone who they're going to add makes all that much of a difference. Aaron Nola is going to come off the injured list. This was the COVID injured list, keep in mind, to pitch tonight. And Domingo Herman, who also just came off the injured list, I believe, before his last start, will throw. The game is about even on FanDuel. Maybe a little bit of juice toward Philly. Minus 130. Total is 9. But the Phillies, Davis, are a really perplexing team because talent-wise, they have two really good starting pitchers. They have a lineup in the National League that honestly can compete with anyone. I mean, Bryce Harper and Real Muto and McCutcheon and Didi Gregorius and Hoskins and Alec Bohm and Segura. Like, I mean, that's just off the top of my head. Like, they have a really good lineup, but they're like a head-scratching team. You always think they're going to be better, and they fall short. But lately, it looks like they're on a roll. Do they continue that tonight in New York?
Well, the thing about this game is this is just a bizarre line. Like, I expected Nola versus Herman. I expected that to be like Phillies minus 155 or something like that, because Herman has not really been great. Nola also has not been great either. Nola actually right now has the highest ERA of his career. Herman has been, you know, walking guys, giving up some home runs. He's got a 15% home run to fly ball rate. His ground ball rate is actually, he's getting a little bit lucky with his ground ball rate relative to the performances in his career. So I just don't really know what to make of this line, because I would expect Aaron Nola taking the mound to be like quite the big favorite over Domingo Herman. So the fact that the line is weird like this, I expect to see like maybe a shortened Aaron Nola start. Maybe he only goes 2 times through the order. You know, I am thinking that the market makers here know more than I know. I don't know what it is they know that I don't know, but this line stinks to me. So I actually am going to take the plus money here and go with Domingo Herman and the Yankees at plus 110.
Yeah. Nola's just not been good, Davis. He's just not been good. I think that's kind of the story. And if I'm not mistaken, if you just take away his – I know you can't do that for a pitcher. It's really not fair. But if you take away his early numbers, April and early May, he wouldn't even be an average pitcher since then. So maybe that factors into it. I'm not really sure. Maybe the fact that coming off the COVID list, Davis – and being down for 2 weeks, he's only going to throw five innings. Then you leave it to the Phillies bullpen. They have not been good this season. Although there's all kinds of stories that you can tell there. So we'll see. I mentioned, by the way, Davis, the Brewers are going to play this afternoon at 3 o'clock Eastern. And then the NBA game will be that night. Have you ever gone to two different sporting events in one day? Like, have you spent a 9 hour period, 8 hour period going to two different games, two different sports, like a basketball game somewhere, NFL game, college football, high school, anything? Have you ever done that before?
No, I haven't ever done it, but now that you bring it up, doesn't that sound so fun? Like, that sounds like something I would absolutely love to do. Like, that would be, I think, like a great way to spend a day. Like, I would love to, take a day off of work, wake up, go to a baseball game, maybe go grab a bite to eat in between, and then go to an NBA Finals game. You know, there are at least a couple people in Milwaukee who are going to go do that, no doubt about it.
Yeah. The other thing that I would say, you'd be very surprised, there's always this narrative that, let's say hypothetically, Davis, the Brewers played at the same time as the Bucks, and then what would we say as analysts? Who in the world's going to go to that Brewers game? You would be surprised. We all think that just because people love sports, that they love every sport. There are some people who will be in Milwaukee that could care less. Like, they really could care less that the Bucks are playing tonight because they like baseball. And there are some, of course, that will watch the Bucks and could care less that the Brewers are playing 15 minutes or 10, five, what am I saying, 5 minutes away from where they are. It's just the nature of it. I have, in media in South Florida, absolutely covered a Miami Heat game and Miami Dolphins game in the same day. There's no doubt that I have done that before, going from one place to the other. And I think I've probably done it multiple times in multiple sports. I can't remember offhand because it's been a lot. Baseball season doesn't really intersect because the games usually are at night. And so playing against the Heat when those games are on at the same time, you can't really do that. But I definitely have done a football, basketball in a day. And it may have been college football and NBA basketball, I'm not sure, or college basketball even, but no doubt I've done that for sure. Okay, coming up, speaking of the Bucks, we're going to hear from Chris Middleton coming up next. Boy, has he played a huge part in the last couple of games of this series. Can he continue it tonight? We'll hear from him next. We have Chris with the update coming up at the top of the hour, and then we'll also hear from Giannis. We'll get back into Cam Akers, talk a little Aaron Rodgers. That's what's on deck here for hour number two here of Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Today. So stay with us on the grid, Davis, and I will be right back in 2 minutes talking more fantasy football, NBA Finals preview, and of course, fantasy reality.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
As well. We'll be right back.
Sp-
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
They play the Phoenix Suns over on FanDuel. Right now, Milwaukee is -4.5. You think the stakes are high? Well, just ask Chris Middleton, who is on the doorstep of his NBA championship.
We don't think about what's at stake. I think the main thing with us in our locker room, we've been doing a great job just blocking out distractions, focus on the task at hand and what needs to be done, not in, not out. When we keep it like that, we're able to stay in our routines. Yeah.
Davis, what's fun about this now is that, like, normally when athletes speak and I look at it, like, you know, some of it is good and some of it, you know, just noise. I can honestly tell you, Davis, in my belief, my opinion, a bunch of liars, all of them. This is a huge game tonight. They all know, especially on the Milwaukee side, Davis. I mean, you think the Bucks are in thinking about winning a championship tonight? I mean, they could say all they want about blocking it out. That ain't happening.
Yeah, that was my exact reaction is he's full of crap. There's no way that's true. Even if they're not talking about it out loud, you know, even if Drew isn't like, oh man, NBA championship, this is big, guys. Like, even if that's true, they're all thinking it. They all have that in the back of their heads. Like, this is the NBA finals. You know, we flamed out in the playoffs the last 2 years. This is our opponent, Chris Paul's, you know, probably his last chance to win an NBA championship. This is a chance for Giannis to ascend and enter into the, you know, maybe best player in the NBA conversation. Like, these guys are full of crap. They are actively thinking about it, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and so will we tonight if they end up getting the Larry O'Brien trophy for you. By the way, in-game live, we'll have coverage of that later tonight. Scott Farrell, preview 4 o'clock Eastern. Okay, that'll do it for hour one. We got another hour to go. Chris's update is next. Latest on Aaron Rodgers, I am sure. Recap from some baseball. We'll also preview some baseball coming up at hour two. So stay with us on the grid. Davis and I will be back for a lot more fun, a lot more fantasy football talk, some basketball talk as well, and some fantasy or reality as well as the Sports Grid 60. So stay on the grid. We are back in just 2 minutes with more fantasy sports today.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.